CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Kelly Eben.
Good morning. In the headlines, all eyes and ears are on the president's highly anticipated address to young Cameroonians tonight as they gear up for the 59th Youth Day celebrations on February 11. In sports, the 2025 All-African Senior Badminton Championships kicks off today in Douala, featuring participants from 17 African countries. Those were the major stories, the news in full. The President of the Republic will address the nation's youth today in his annual message ahead of the 59th Youth Day celebrations on February 11. This highly awaited speech is expected to highlight key issues affecting young people, including education, employment and civic engagement. The address comes at a crucial time as the government continues efforts to empower the youth and foster national development. The traditional message of the head of state delivered on the eve of Youth Day will be broadcast on national television and radio at 8 p.m. prompt. Prior to the day, the past days have been marked by special operations for the electoral education of youth, youth camps, citizenship games and youth villages which give room for young people to exchange with decision makers in the country. This year's Youth Day is hinged on the theme Youth Maturity and Responsibility for the Consolidation of Peace, Security, Economic Growth and the Democratic Process, a theme selected by the President of the Republic as explained by the Minister of Youth Affairs and Civic Education, Mununa Futso, during the flagship news magazine, Cameroon Calling. Let's hear him.
We had the occasion to explain this theme along the Youth on Zen and even the Youth Month. The head of state is in his constant concern because within his speech of the end of year 2024, he already highlighted this question of maturity and responsibility of citizens. So now he calls the attention of young people that they should be mature and responsible in their actions to consolidate peace and security, because these are the conditions for the consolidation of the economic growth and peace and security, and also the democratic process, because as he highlighted, he needs peaceful elections. So that's why it's important to have those peaceful elections to consolidate the democratic process. I'm happy that they launched, under the leadership of the Cameroon National Youth Council, special operations for electoral education for civic and patriotic elections. So it means that they are already sensitized and their leaders are mature enough to launch those initiatives which are important for their peers to be aware of the challenges and stakes of our country. When we talk about youth in Cameroon, is from 15 to 35 years. But the youth activities are mobilizing all the categories of young people also to prepare. That's why there are intergenerational exchanges. That's why the youth are learning from the elders. And even those young people of 15 to 35, they organize exchanges with elders.
Youth Affairs and Civic Education Minister Mununa Futso speaking on the flagship news magazine Cameroon Calling. Youth senators and members of the National Assembly have been mandated to get immersed in productive and development-oriented leadership so as to build a prosperous future for Cameroon. The charge was delivered by the first Deputy Speaker of the National Assembly, Honorable Hilarion Etong, during the second Congress of the Youth Parliament at the Paul Biya Glass House. The event sanctioned week-long activities organized by the Parliamentary Network for Youth Advocacy to familiarize the young MPs on parliamentary procedures. Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Doris Batitatoekwe reports.
Beyond the adornment in colorful sashes suitable for the formalities and solemnities of the occasion, the 280 young members of parliament were familiarized with parliamentary business. They actively participated in a general debate during a plenary which saw the adoption of three draft laws after clarifications from members of government concerned.
Honorable Eliva Inanga Fule Musango from the Southwest region representing Fakos Division. It has hit the bars of my expectation because as a youth parliament, I'm able to make policies to take it back to my community.
Honorable Ashu Maurice Njok, youth senator representing Manu. The parliamentarians actually deliberate into bringing out petitions, the resolutions that have to do with key aspects that affect the running of the state daily.
It's a privilege because I can get what the government is saying to the youths and I can report to the government what the youths are saying.
The Congress was also rich in speeches from various quarters, calling on the young parliamentarians to make the most of their one-year mandate so as to uphold democratic, patriotic, civic and fraternal values. Honorable Joshua Osi is the coordinator of the Parliamentary Network for Youth Advocacy.
The young parliamentarians went through new procedures, the second edition of the Congress of the Youth Parliament, where the Senate and the young parliamentarians come together. And it's the very first time that we decided, based on experiences we lived in other parliaments, other youth parliaments, especially with the Francophonie Parliament, we decided to have a couple of laws taken out, a couple of laws of interest to the youth that were tabled on Parliament for the last 12 months to be brought back and so that the youth can follow the process from the beginning to the end.
The young MPs say they have developed apt leadership competences in order to positively impact on their communities and Cameroon as a whole.
You're listening to the 6:30 a.m. news on the national station of the CRTV. As Youth Day approaches, some Yaoundé City dwellers say they still bear memories of past Youth Day editions while in school, one full of joy, togetherness and sharing for some. In the report that follows, Joyce Cliff Tata sampled their opinions and experiences, reminiscing their favorite moments during the celebration. Her report.
The air is bustling with anticipation. Youth Day, a day etched in the memories of many.
It was like everybody is fighting to have a chance to be part of the youth activities.
One of my favorite memories of Youth Day while in secondary school was the fact that every Youth Day, I get a new pair of uniforms and new pair of shoes. We normally would save up for that Youth Day.
Our Youth Day in secondary and high school was always a big deal. The excitement started days before we rehearsals for the march past. I can remember the voices of our teachers.
Lot of fun. We have some games in school, promoting youth to be more active in the society.
Some persons add that Youth Day is a cherished tradition, a time for celebration, a chance to connect with peers from other institutions where friendships are forged and all acquaintances renewed.
On the actual day, the atmosphere was always electric. The music, the speeches, the cultural displays, and just enjoying the Youth Day with friends. There was also a sense of national pride.
The crowd, the different schools, you're meeting different people, you're meeting youths from other schools. You buy sugarcane, you buy Alaska, fish and butter.
The grand parade, the symbolic displays of unity and strength, the echoes of the national anthem are the images that often come to mind at the thought of Youth Day. But the day holds different meanings for different people.
Our school wasn't that big, so we didn't have the opportunity that other kids had to perform in front of dignitaries in the nation. I loved it because it was a public holiday. That was what made Youth Day really exceptional.
Youth Day is a reminder of the immense potential that resides within the youth of Cameroon.
Thank you, Joyce Cliff Tata, and may the echoes of these memories inspire the next generation to embrace their role in nation building in togetherness. We talk sports now. 17 badminton teams from Africa will gather in Douala today to compete in the African Badminton Championship running from today, February the 10th to the 16th at the Japoma Sports Complex. The competition features team and individual categories according to the Confederation of African Badminton Delegation. After their last inspection tour yesterday, the Japoma Sports Complex is ready to host the event. The official opening ceremony will be presided over by the Minister of Sports and Physical Education, Narcisse Mwelekombi. And that was it for the 6:30 AM news. Thanks for listening. Back to you, Shita.